Hey, what's going on? Welcome back to the Abraham Podcast. This is season 4, episode 18. I know it's been a minute, so let's jump straight into it. The episode title for this one will be Getting There. I know a lot of people take a lot of time within getting to where they need to be, especially with the journey in life. There's a lot of bumps in the road, and you try to apply yourself, and some people get stuck in doing the same thing over and over because they feel like it works for them, but to a certain extent. So, you know, like I like to do, use myself as an example. I've been writing my book, and I have come to I had like an epiphany or something. And I just feel like there's a certain way I should have been writing my book. And so I came to that recollection or whatever. And just felt like, hey, so you should write it this way. So what I plan to do is not actually rewrite my book, but the things that I have been thinking about writing in the book, I'm going to write it and then compare it to what I already written, because I have 200 some pages. So I'm going to compare that and evaluate if I need to add that to what I'm doing, instead of taking breaks like I have been from the podcast and from writing, because my young adult book needs to get out there. And I already have an idea for a webtoon that I've been working on. And I found an artist for that, because, you know, comic book style isn't my actual forte. So, and you know, I could have took a class in college for it, but I didn't. So that's that. But, you know, and I brung that up because I know people been, whoever been listening is like, oh, he's been talking about that book forever. My process is different from other people, and not saying I know the exact process that other people do. I just know my process, because, I mean, this is my first time writing a book. So, bear with me. I mean, if you plan on getting a book when it comes out, then, yeah, you can put your two cents. But if not, keep the change. But, I'm still writing the book, and I still plan to release it, of course. And the thing I find myself doing is, like, because my book is based off life, so I'm like, okay, do I need to put this in the book and, like, change it? These certain events. Or, and for his better example, because, you know, I'm a hopeless romantic, and the love interest in my book has went through several changes. Because, so, my book is based off when I started in college, and but it has a twist to it. So, I had dated two people, not at the same time, of course, because I'm not like that, but I dated someone during my first year of college, and then, like, well, in the beginning, I'll say that, like, in the beginning of college, not dating, neither person that I dated went to my college, of course. So, and the other person was, like, towards the end, really in the middle, but, of course, like I said, it was different times, but in my mind is like, okay, should the character, because originally the character was supposed to be based off somebody I had a crush on in college, not during the time I dated anybody, but then I was thinking, like, okay, maybe it should be someone I dated while I was in college. So it's been going through some changes, and, like, in my mind, like, of course I'm single now, so it's like, okay, should I base the character or save the character to actually when I meet my person, and then I can, oh, and if that develops into marriage, then I can, like, okay, this is the perfect time to bring in the character in. But I came to the conclusion that that character really can be whatever I make her to be. And I say that because, like, it's like I'm at a standstill trying to compare or make the equivalent of that person of someone I already knew or someone I soon to meet. So my plan is to just, I wouldn't say make my perfect woman or something, because my life's perfect. My idea of the person that I want, I'm just put it into that person and go from there, honestly. Because, like, it's like now in my mind, sometimes I'd be like, okay, if I meet somebody, I'm like, okay, does this remind me of the person in the book? Or, like, could this be, you know, the character? And that's funny. I know more people will laugh at them. Like, why? He sounds crazy. Some fictional character he's writing, like, to make it real to, like, some person, like, he's going to meet or already met. Then that would make it more, the book even more fiction than what it is. But it's been a process. Somewhat longer than whoever been writing. And then I almost started writing the webtoon stuff because it's been on my head. Like, so I'm like, I gotta get it out. But having that epiphany of like, oh, this is what I should have been doing. Oh, I'm definitely gonna make some somewhat changes, but not like rewrite the whole thing, because that's a lot of stuff I done completed, 200 something pages. But I feel like, because like with everybody's journey, people give up too easily, like when they're almost there at the finish line. So that's why I say I'm not rewriting the whole thing, because I feel like I'm almost done, and me rewriting the whole thing is going to start a whole process over. And there's a lot of people look at themselves that way too, because if you're going through a rebranding per se, or like, you know, you went through a breakup, so you're like, oh, this is about to be the new version of me because this person put me through this, or they hurt me this way, whatever. So you want to renew yourself, renew your mind, your body, whatever. And some people get mad at that. It was like, why didn't it work out when he was with this person and all that stuff? That's not your business. Some people's journey are different than others. Other people have their reasons. And like, it's not like they chose to be that way with that person. A lot of versions of yourself, people bring it out. And whether that's good or bad, that decision is ultimately up to you and your mental state, I would say. Because you can't really say, oh, this person made me do this. Like, you chose to do stuff like that. And that just goes without saying, like, do you have more control of yourself, over your emotions? Do you have free will to do and say what you please, whether it's good or not? That is solely up to you. And I know people, like, what does he mean by getting there? It's all a part of the journey. Getting there. The path that you're on. The travel, the side quest, if you will. What did you do to get there, get to where you wanted to be? The final product, like, you working out. What's the end goal up to that? Like, you working out to get to this physique, or you want to stay consistent in having stamina and, like, you know, having more energy? This is an end goal to everything. You just, how you're going about it and how you're doing it. You got to get there somehow. Some people get there faster than others. And like I always say, don't compare somebody else's progress to your progress. You just got to continue moving forward and going. Like I said before, you don't give up on your dreams, but there is some dreams that you would have to put on hold. Not give up, but put on hold to solely focus on that one dream. Because with some people, like for me, example, I want one dream to, you know, because you're not doing this for free. I want one dream to fund the other ones. So, and that's what it is. And that might be for some other people as well, but I'm talking about me. I don't know what the next person is doing, and I really don't care, because I'm not focused on somebody else's journey. And of course, like, people, like, I know people ask the question all the time, like, why do you work here? Why are you single? Whatever. I had a conversation with somebody I want to say like 3 days ago, and they were like, it was like, well, why you work here? And then it was like, and I was like, you involved in all that stuff? And they were like, well, and they said, if I were you, and they're younger than me, not too much, probably like 4, maybe 5 years younger than me. They were like, bro, I will focus on the things that you got going on, that you're trying to build, basically, before you try to build with somebody else. And it was like, wow, like, to even hear somebody younger than me say that, because knowledge comes in different forms, I feel like. You can learn from anybody. But it just, you know, a reminder of what I said previously before on my podcast about, you know, how can you try to build with somebody if you're not trying to build with yourself, you know? Like, the foundation really starts with you. You can't try to build with somebody else if you're, like, halfway in with yourself. You got to be all the way in with you before you try to be all the way in with someone else. So be it. If I get to where I want to be and then I meet my person, I mean, that's cool. That's fine and dandy. Whoop-de-doo, if that's what it is. But I'm not going to force anything, and I'm not going to choose to settle for anything less than what I feel I deserve or what I want, you know? And, you know, I'll be having crushes on people, but it'd be genuine crushes, I feel like, because, especially even now, for example, the one I have a crush on, I'm making progress. Like, I'm a gamer, and not saying I just solely look for somebody that's gaming or something, like, I would like to have that similar interest and stuff going on about it. Be like, oh, why are you playing the game? I added my crush on the game successfully. Like, it's progress. There's been other conversations before that, but like on the games, I feel like that's a big step. You got a game with your crush. Some people might think that's lame, but oh well. Like, closed mouths don't get fed. So I feel like I'm doing something. And like, it's baby steps, because I don't want to just jump into something. Because you, like they are a beautiful person, but I feel like when you have a crush, you have to look past that too. Because if you solely are going off of somebody's looks, like, what exactly are you looking for? And we already know what that is. But like, when you look at somebody and you want to genuinely get to know them too, because you can't go off with somebody posts and stuff. That's not who they are. That's just internet life, if you want to say that. But like, I saw something. What is it? The attractiveness of you being with somebody goes away after 4 minutes or something. So after that, you generally like the person. So like, I generally have a crush on somebody, and I actually want to get to know them, whatever they have going on, interest in and everything like that. You know, I even want to buy them flowers, and it took me a while to even want to buy some of my flowers, but just to buy some flowers just because, you know, just because it's Friday or just because it's Wednesday. You just got to look at things, the bigger picture when you even interest in somebody. Like, I watch these Pop the Balloon videos and stuff like that, and I'll be like, some of these don't make sense that they even pop. And then some people pop or have a rebuttal based off of that, like, their feelings are hurt, or just because, like they said, they want to go viral, or it's not just, honestly, why they pop on some people and stuff like that. I know you have a preference, but it's a certain way you can say things and stuff like that. It's just how you go about it, like your intentions. That's why I try to have a big intention and detail on people's intentions about me, because I don't talk to people or even try to get to know the wrong people. You know, like I said, because I thought it was attractive, but like, the red flags were there, and these people I already had met in person or have previous conversation. You can already tell how a person texts you, or even with their replies. People don't be interested. They don't. Not wholeheartedly. It's just, for what reason, you know? I'm not going to waste somebody's time. I'm just, you know, that's what it is. Like, I remember somebody messaging me, like, on TikTok. And then, like, I just matched their energy. And it was like, okay. And I was like, yeah. I mean, I said, it didn't seem like you wanted to have a conversation based off your responses. And they got upset. So, I mean, I dodged a bullet. So, like, and I feel like, I don't know, some people get themselves false hope, or they make up some type of, like, thing in their mind of how things are going to go. Like, oh, yeah, like, it's some type of fairy tale, but it isn't, that people make up for themselves because that's how they view themselves, but not everybody is on a pedestal. Like, I don't feel like anybody's on a pedestal. Like, you can be confident in yourself, but just don't knock somebody else down when you're trying to get to there. Because, like, some people might be on a journey of self-love and they run into somebody that's vile or not right in the head, or not even just so, and they can mess up somebody. But I feel like with that, when somebody hurts you, it's what you do after that really matters. What are you doing after that hurt, you know? Like, I've been there. Like, I'm like, man, I want to just, you know, I want to not mess with people and, like, physical. Like, I felt like I should, you know, play mind games with people because people play mind games with me. And what is that going to solve? Does that even person, like, even deserve that? This is somebody you potentially don't even know, but you end up coming across that you want to know, but you really don't want to know them. You just like, oh, I finally got my target because I'm going to get my get back somehow. Because you can't get your get back with the person that hates you somehow, so you're going to hurt somebody else. That's not how you do it. And that's not how you should do it either. A lot of us should go to therapy and just, you know, learn from that and speak. Don't quiet yourself and just dive deep into your feelings and just sitting in this hurt. That's why a lot of people play video games. They get it out like that. They have friend groups they should talk to. Start your own version of Wellness Wednesdays. Mental health check-ins with your friends. If it's not a group of friends that you can do that with, those are not the friends for you. You need to evaluate your friend group and evaluate yourself. Because why are you friends with people like that you cannot talk to and share things with? So that's that. But getting there is just a part of the journey. I look at it like The Wiz. You got to ease on down the road. You just got to keep going. No matter the people you meet, the things you come across, you always keep going. It's not going to be easier. Some journeys are harder. It's just part of the battle. Like, and it's just stories you can come up, you can share as you go along, as you get to the end, the end of your journey, not the end of your story, because your story isn't over. The end of your journey is you can share with others how you got there. That's the most beautiful part of it. Because some people try to sugarcoat them, like, oh, and it's generic versions of, oh, yeah, don't give up on your dreams. Do this. Always believe in yourself. No, tell us more than that. Why didn't you give up? Who inspired you? Like what exactly inspired you to, like, oh, do this and continue moving forward? Like, who did you meet? Like, what did you do in the times that got hard? Like, what did that look like? Give us a deeper, broader example. I've been there. Been in the dark. And then I guess when the light came, it's like, oh. Because it's always going to be the next day. But it's like, what do you do to prepare yourself better than you did the day before? Because tomorrow is going to come, whether you're ready or not. It's just how you move forward and carry yourself. like I said, like, I was down and out, you know, how I was, like, living and stuff before, like, when I was still working, my old job, like, but I got through all that, you know, pushed forward and started writing even more, and then had to adapt to, okay, this is when I should write now, and I just try to inspire people. And I never wanted somebody to feel sorry for me, but it's always part of the journey, like the mishaps and stuff. Those are beautiful too, whether it doesn't feel that way or how it's presented. Everybody's going to go through tough times more than others sometimes, but hey, everybody has a different journey. A lot of people have bumps and roads, and not everybody's road is paved smoothly. It's not a smooth ride, whether people portrayed to be or not. So at the end of the day, it's not like they say, it's no matter how you start, it's how you finish. That's a beautiful part of the journey. And I mean, take notes, and not take notes of what somebody's journey is, take notes of the progress of your journey, so you can tell somebody your story one day. This has been the Aaron Brown Podcast. Y'all stay blessed. Continue to listen. Continue to share your story, your journey with other people. If they have an ear to listen to it, share it with them, no matter what. All right.